Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
They're back. Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn. Hello.
Hello.
You didn't run away from me. I thought you were gone forever.
No, season two.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Travel Saturday is back. You're very welcome. You're looking lovely and refreshed and tanned. I know that you've been all over the world since we last spoke a few weeks ago. But now that the summer has come to an end, we need to start planning a few more trips, don't we? Just to get
us
through.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the only thing that keeps us going, Trina. A great little island, as long as you can keep getting off it.
Yes. Where are we looking at today?
So, Trina, we're off to Cleveland. Cleveland rocks. A bit of rock and roll. A bit of science, art, music, you name it. Street food, breweries. I discovered Cleveland last year. I went back again, Trina, in June. And I'm telling you, I'm mad about Cleveland.
You're obsessed, aren't you? You
Cleveland
love it.
Is full of surprises, I have to say, Sarah. It is fantastic. Four times a week, I think we fly there.
Yeah,
is that
four
right?
Four times, Aer Lingus direct flight, four times a week.
And the fares are very good, Trina, as well. Like, it's from $5.90 return. But it's just a beautiful part of America. And like, I'm really on a kind of a mission to tell people, I know you've all been to New York and Chicago, and they're all fabulous, and yeah. Boston. But you have to go to these other places. We've direct flights now to so many places like Cleveland, Minneapolis, Denver. You know, we've loads of exciting places. But just don't be afraid to be a bit adventurous. Mm. And Cleveland does not disappoint. I mean,
okay.
It's just a great place. When I was there in June, the weather fab, and I was thinking, I could live here. You know, that sort of way. That's the kind of litmus test.
How can we get him to live there, Sarah?
I know, yeah. I was thinking that myself.
Can you book the one-way ticket?
Yeah, I know. And the thing about Ohio, by the way, is as well, now you've Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, you know, North. A lot of people kind of have misconceptions from what you hear in the media about Ohio and stuff. It is one of the most open, liberal, fabulous places you'll go to, you know, and it's completely different to any of the stuff you hear about other parts of Ohio. But it's just really wonderful.
OK,
so to go through a few things,
yeah,
I suppose,
right?
Talk
us through what there is to see there in Cleveland.
Now, without a doubt, one of the biggest attractions, there's two things that I really think are big there. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is amazing. Now, Trina, I know you'll probably be inducted there at some stage anyway.
You know, I'm getting to that age anyway, yeah.
Every October, by the way, they have the, you know, inductee ceremony, and it's massive. So, like, if you wanted to do something and you love music and all that, it's a great thing to go to. So you can go on the website. If you go on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website, you'll see the list for this year. But, you know, you'll go there and you'll see massive exhibitions all about U2, Bruce Springsteen, Sinead O'Connor, Prince, you name it, ABBA. There's an amazing Elvis section, the Beatles. It's just endless, endless music. I would prefer going here than going to a concert any day of the week.
Really?
It is so relaxing. You can go upstairs, you can pick up electric guitars, you can jam, you can play your own music, you can cut your own disc if you want. It's just a fun palace.
So
for
a music fan, and particularly if somebody who plays an instrument,
yeah,
a no-brainer.
Phenomenal. And it's like you'll just be there for, you'll be there for hours and hours, and it's just done so well. I mean, the way they, and it's all the 60s, 50s, you know, they go through the whole history of music. And
I'd love it, I think. Yeah,
you would.
Would
you'd love
yeah.
it. I mean, you would just like go there even just for that. With what you do, Trina, every day, you would just, you'd have to get a crowbar to get you out of it, right? Seriously.
To get a job there and go live there with Ed.
Yeah. And the other thing, right, which is fabulous, is, which people might know about, after Broadway, Cleveland has the second biggest theatre scene in America, called Playhouse Square. Over 13 theatres. Now, when you go and see these, or you go into them, you think, oh, it's going to be like, you know, the Gaiety. They are incredible. Like, it's like you're in the West End. They're vast. They're palatial. They're all restored. They're done in this incredible way. You really feel a sense of you're out for a big night of theatre. And all the big, like, after New York, all the big, Hamilton, you name it, they all go to Cleveland.
You would think it would be LA, wouldn't you? I can't you were telling me that I was really surprised.
Yeah.
I thought Playhouse that was
Square. And they have a huge big chandelier suspended outside the theatre, in the street outside. And it's the biggest chandelier you'll ever see. It's outdoor.
A nightmare
amazing.
To clean, though, I'd say.
You wouldn't
nightmare
be
to clean.
No, absolutely. That really, those two things alone, right, in terms of entertainment, amazing stuff, right? Right. Then you go to places like Ohio City, which is like Temple Bar, we'll say. It's like an area. There you have West Side Market. There's 39 different nationalities selling the most incredible authentic food, from Ukrainian to Italian to Indian, you name it. The coffees, the cakes, The cheesecake I had there, New York cheesecake, forget about it. Cleveland cheesecake.
Worth going for the cheesecake alone.
Unbelievable. Like, and they're all made there fresh. In Budapest, there's a place called Grand Market Hall. All these beautiful mosaic tile. I mean, it's famous. It looks to me like it was actually like, it looks like that. It's fantastic. Beautiful place. Yeah. You cross over the road, Market Garden Brewery. This incredible character, Sam McNulty, married to an Irish girl. He has these beers that are just some of the best beers you'd ever taste. He also brews cider. They have his big beer gardens. The food is amazing there as well. The whole Ohio City area is phenomenal. Now, if you like ice cream, Pete and his brother, Mike, have Mitchell's Ice Cream Parlor. And you go in here, the ice cream, unless it's his, the motto is, unless it's amazingly delicious, they don't make it. The different varieties they make in terms of what the kids would love, it's a fantastic place. And you can see how they make the ice cream. There's a whole tour you can, and it's all through glass. And the amount of stuff they do, the cakes, the fruit, this is ice cream on another level, right, Mitchell? So that's part of Ohio City. And then the food scene, Amba. I went to this Indian restaurant, which was like you were in India, and I never had Indian food like it. Phenomenal. But it's Indian fusion. The guy there, it's again, stunning stuff, right? So, I mean, that's what I'm just saying about, like, the, you know, be so impressed by when you go there, just things that you wouldn't think of. And other things then, like there's the science center there, dinosaurs. They have an indoor dinosaur science museum with Lucky or Happy, I can't, or Jolly, I can't think of his name now, right? Yeah. And then outside, the kids, they've this huge, like little mini zoo with bobcats, bald eagles, and you can see them all.
And I mean,
right?
Kids are obsessed with dinosaurs, aren't they, as well? Yeah.
Absolutely. And you've the whole history. And there's a famous dog called Balto, who was involved with saving people, this whole vaccine thing. He's a famous, there was a TV program about him. Kids love him as well. There's a whole thing about him there. Lucy, you remember the famous Lucy that they found her? She was the oldest skeleton or whatever that they ever found. She's there.
Okay.
Going back, I don't know how many gazillion years.
I thought you
years.
Were talking about Lucy Kennedy for a minute. Are Lucy you? Kennedy's
no,
there.
She's not there yet. But it's just really cool. And then the other thing that blew me away, art galleries, right? The art gallery there, the Cleveland Art Museum and Gallery, is phenomenal. It's, there's a lake around it. But Monet's, Lilies, Picasso, Van Gogh, you name it, all the masters are there. And there's a huge outdoor atrium. And like this girl from the famous Cleveland Orchestra just happened to be playing piano for everybody, having lunch, beautiful little restaurants. Just that whole gorgeous, like free. And by the way, it's all free, which I love. Nothing is charged for.
Yeah, I must say, anytime you go to the States, it's just great, the museums, that there's so many free attractions. Because I know a lot of people do go on about the price, you know, eating out and things like that. But so many of the attractions are free. And another thing that, went, I mean, I think you've already sold Cleveland to me anyway, Ed. I mean, I haven't been, but it just sounds fab. But one of the things, what I was looking up as well, because I, you know, I love a good beach and like a bit of water,
yeah,
a few outdoors things. It's on Lake Erie. So, and there's a massive, like, sandy beach on Lake Erie. You can swim there. You can do kayaking.
Really? Okay.
So you can do, you know, you've got that sort of outdoorsy, you know, a bit of water sports, bit of for people who...
Which you'd never think of for somewhere like that.
Well.
Sure you wouldn't. And we were just saying there about the mad price of hotels now because of all the, you know, the Oasis gigs and all the various gigs in Ireland and in Dublin. When it comes to hotel prices in somewhere like Cleveland, what are you talking?
Yeah, and I was actually just going to say that because one of the most iconic buildings there is actually Hilton Cleveland. And it's a huge, big building. It's right in the centre. It's all sort of shiny. It has an incredible rooftop bar, which overlooks the whole of the city. It was $150, sort of $160 for a really nice room there.
What's €7?
It'd be about $120 or $130 maybe or something. I'm not sure the exact.
Yeah.
But very affordable. Now, they have a huge variety of hotels there. There's another brilliant product called Roost. They have fantastic apartments that you rent. If you wanted to work there, do a digital nomad for a week or two. Everything you'd want in it, from washing machines to cookers, like stunning, beautiful. Roost was great. Hilton is fabulous, right in the centre. But they have a huge variety of different hotels. Mm-hmm. But the prices are very, very affordable.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about it. The car hire, by the way, as well.
Yeah, I was just going to get on to that. In terms of getting around, you need a car, would
you? Not for Cleveland at all. Cleveland is like... Here, you don't need, I never had a car. I hired a car when I was driving to Columbus, the state capital of Ohio, and that was an hour and a half down the road. That's another program, Columbus, amazing. But Cleveland, you don't need a car at all. You walk around everywhere and it's just so user friendly in terms of that.
Because I guess, you know, Sarah, some people are nervous about driving the other side of the road and everything and getting used to traffic abroad.
Yeah.
It can be kind of daunting.
Well, I suppose you could do, the fact that the flights are four times a week, you could just go for a city break. you know, you could go for 3 or 4 nights, or you could go do a longer trip and, you know, stay in Cleveland and then go.
I would say, I mean, look, if you want, because you're there, and as I said,
it's like, kind of Midwest. No,
it is. It's between Chicago's on the west, and New York is on the east.
And it's between New York.
So it's between the two. Yeah, it's a great location. But like I would say to you, hire a car, but do 4 nights in Cleveland, 5 nights. Go down to Columbus. Phenomenal. Go down to Cincinnati and you could do a lot of things. You could fly from Cincinnati to Philadelphia. I did that and I flew with Aer Lingus back direct. So, you know, I went into one and out of the other. But drive back up to Cleveland. You know, you have a load of options there. Ohio is really a great place to go. Like, it's a fantastic state and there's loads to do. And I suppose one of the things as well I'm talking about there, value for money, new experiences, adventures. The other thing I loved, I happened across it, Lakeview Cemetery, which has the one of the only stained glass windows that was actually built by Tiffany himself, Louis Comfort Tiffany. You know Tiffany's breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was based on the theme Voyage of Life, which is a bit like my life, I suppose, Trina, here, you know. But anyway, but we know about Harry Clark, stained glass windows, etc. You know your Tiffany lamps. This is probably one of the most beautiful things you're ever going to see. And the cemetery itself. I mean, if you ever wanted to pick a place to be buried, like, you know... He's living and dying there now. This is the business class. I mean, I know now this is a bit morbid, right? But it is just, you'd be like, you die happy here. Like, it's
stunning. Hope that Ed doesn't get hit by a car on the way out, because you know the way that always, someone says something like that on the radio and the next thing they're dead. So,
but when you're inside saying a few prayers now in the chapel in the Lakeview, when you go there to see this beautiful stained glass window, it's just gorgeous. And again, we have loads of beautiful churches here. But this is something special because it is very famous. And again, one of the sort of last remaining interiors of Tiffany.
Would you be booking this, doing your own itinerary yourself and booking your flights? Or is there a travel agent that could do it all for you?
Listen, there's great travel agents out there that do this. You have your Platinum Travel, Click and Go. You have American Holidays,
American Sky.
They've great value packages as well. So all of those, they all do great packages there and they do great self-drive and they have great deals on hotels as well.
Yeah.
So I suppose I was kind of doing a bit of work as well because, you know, I was filming Ed Finn's America, Trina, which will be out now
in
October. 6 episodes, Ed Finn's America.
I wonder how long that would take.
Yeah, I know. An unmitigated, plug. No, seriously. But I suppose, I was there with the lad. So they kind of had arranged things for us. But yeah, it's not difficult to do that at all yourself. But I mean, I think it's when you're going to America, you know, you have your ESTA visa you have to sort, which is very easy to do.
Which, by the way, that's one that you have to be careful of, don't you? There's a lot of sites, fake sites.
Absolutely,
that will charge you.
There's the official one that Sarah will put up the link to, because you're always talking about this.
I know, I have it on the website.
Remember, it's $15 and that's it. So if you're not on the $15 one, that's the one you want to be on.
What's the one, Sarah?
ESTA.cbp.dhs.gov. So if you just think the one, it ends in .gov, the government is probably the one.
And you'd almost think that sounds fake because it's such a long address, wouldn't you? But that is the right one.
Yeah. It is. And again,
It depends, I suppose, on what browser you're using. But usually, if you see something that's sponsored, it's not it.
Of course.
Somebody trying to, scam you to get into a different site. It won't be a sponsored site. It's ESTA and in brackets gov.gov. That's the one.
If you want to be reminded of that, Sarah has it up on our own website as
well, don't you?
thetravelexpert.ie. So have a look. Oh, we were done with that years ago. And I've always said to everyone ever since, I was like, make sure it's not the one that's going to do you out of money.
And listen, the websites, by the way, there's fabulous websites. Cleveland goes by this motto, this is the land, right? And they make no apology for being kind of a bit, you know, out there, and it's really cool. But this is Cleveland, Destination Cleveland. Look up that, Google that, you'll get. There's a fantastic website there as well, which has loads of info on it. And if you want to do something fun, and you've done New York, and you've done all the theatre in the West End, like, you can do the most incredible breaks there, and probably much cheaper.
Fantastic. Cleveland, get yourself there.
Cleveland rocks, Trina.
Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. We will see you next week.
Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.